Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will impose its own tariffs after President Trump announced tariffs on our northern neighbor.
Canada will be responding to the U.S. trade action with 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods.
Trump says Canada can avoid the tariffs by agreeing to become America's 51st state. No helicopters for now in the area of Reagan National Airport. The order is in response to last week's collision of a helicopter and passenger plane. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on CNN.
We're not going to have those choppers going through DCA in the near future.
Families of the victims are being taken to see the wreckage of the crash. In Pennsylvania on this Groundhog Day, a rodent saw its shadow and supposedly predicted six more weeks of winter. NOAA says between 2014 and 2023, the groundhog was right just 30% of the time. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The music of the stars. I haven't done that on this station yet. We just heard The Letter with Judy Garland, John Ireland. A lot of stories about that production took 3 months to do. Oh, I'll tell you a little secret about that kiss sequence. She really kissed John Ireland. They're trying to make it clear Judy was going to be cut off from her song by a kiss, if you remember that. Well, she said to John Ireland, can we actually do that? John, not surprisingly, agreed. I think it's the only time that was on a recording. A first, hmm? Those songs are all pretty original. And the rest of the songs were narrative. The piano was by Charlie LaVere. Ralph Brewster. Yeah, Norma Zimmer was in that group, the Brewster Singers. Some of the fun behind the scenes, the music of the stars.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries early. Otherwise, our skies will eventually turn partly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. A west wind will develop. Snow moves back into the picture tonight. 1 to 2, perhaps 3 inches by dawn. Lows in the mid-20s. It's 30 at our studios.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones front
Gadzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zippos is back as my guest co-host. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 lawsuit. What does that mean? Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Every star and darling way.
stars, they come and go. They come fast or slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. Hey, but it gets lonely there when there's no one here to share. We can shake it away if you'll hear a story. Lust for fame, like athletes in a game. We break our collarbones and come up swinging. Some of us are downed, some of us are crowned, and some are lost and never found. But most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes and music halls. They always come up singing. Stars, they come and go. They come fast or slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. But most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes and music halls. They always have a story. When they're young, before the world has done its dirty job. And later on someone will say, you've had your day, you must make way. But they'll never know the pain of living with a name you've never owned, or the many years forgetting what you know too well. Some make it when they're old. Perhaps they have a soul they're not afraid to bear. Or perhaps there's nothing there. You see. see his glory, but most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes and music halls. They always have a story.
Music of the Star. Mel Torme. Mel Torme grew up in Chicago on the South Side, studied at Shakespeare Elementary School, where he learned to play drums, march in the school band. Shakespeare is gone now. That song, Stars, could have been written about the guy who was tied in with the 101 Strings. His name, Joseph Kuhn. Born on Christmas Eve, 1924. And he wrote those rhapsodies like... when you just heard the Starlight Rhapsody. Grew up in Philadelphia. Was in the school band there, too. Joined the U.S. Army 103rd Infantry Division Band. Married a lady, Anna Hughes. She performed with the Philadelphia La Scala Opera and the Civic Opera in Philly. But he was a master of the piano, guitar. Inspired by Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. And George Gershwin. I got to tell you about Joseph Kuhn. What a skilled composer, and he died all too soon. Spinal tuberculosis, he was only 38. The Music of the Stars. This could be a song.
Stars, they come and go. They come fast or slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. Hey, but it gets lonely there, when there's no one here to share. We can shake it away, if you'll hear a story.
A lot of people bought the 101 Strings Orchestra recordings. They're still available. Basically for background music, that's a pity. That stuff should be heard in its full glory. In stereo at a big volume. It's that good. Well, he met Dave Miller. Dave Miller founded Somerset Records. Just south of Philadelphia, there's Media, Pennsylvania. That's where they were produced. And he got the North German Radio Orchestra with Wilhelm Stephan to record Joe Kuhn's arrangements and compositions. Oh, he wrote a lot of good stuff. They're classical, all right, but they were written in 1957. In 1961, Joe Kuhn found he'd be dying soon. Terminal illness. And on that year, March 10th, 62, he died Philadelphia Naval Hospital, buried at Holy Cross Cemetery. Dick Clark put on a benefit concert. Joe had a widow and three children, and Dick Clark lined up some of the stars of the day. And he had two performances on April 8, 1962. Some of the artists included Chubby Checker, Bobby Rydell, Del Shannon, The Orions, D.D. Sharp, many, many others. To put on a benefit concert for Joe Coon's wife and three children. That's a story that hasn't been told much. But I like the works of Joseph F. Kuhn. These are the Mariners from Arthur Godfrey fame.
Ooh, little kids watching the sky, one of them said, I wonder why all of the stars are shining so bright when there wasn't a star.
Tony Bennett did some duets. One of them was a long one with Andrea Bocelli.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland. Stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. mortals who stand beside an angel like her.
I saw her face and I ascended. Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for,
but open your angel's arms to the strangers in paradise and tell us that we need be strangers no more.
I saw her in paradise.
Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the strangers in paradise.
'55, from Kismet for Hollywood and Broadway. That was written by Alexander Borodin. Well, a couple of years later, jazz master Skip Martin went to West Germany and he met up with the 101 Strings and they cut this album. Now, Skip Martin's a jazz guy. Guess what's coming? ¶¶ Skip Martin with 101 strings, every one of them swinging.
And then she holds my hand. And then I understand. Her eyes afire with one desire, a heavenly kiss. Could I resist? And then she dims the light. And then she holds me tight. One kiss, one fond caress will lead the way to happiness. She takes me, she takes.
Was stuttering there, wasn't it? That's not like him. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Roger Williams had this big hit in 1957. Needle is skipping, aren't they? Oh, well. Axel Stordahl and the orchestra with Frank Sinatra. That was 1946, his very first performance on recording. Capitol, it was.
And then she holds my hand. And then I understand. Her eyes afire with one desire, a heavenly kiss. Could I resist? And then she dims the light. And then she holds me tight. One kiss, one fond caress will lead the way to happiness. She takes me, she takes.
Frank is nervous. Let me try Roger Williams here. This is 1957. Mr. Piano. Thank you. And now Vic Damone.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace. Until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer the fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he
sunshine and flowers, If you want the things you love, then you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Steve Martin made a wonderful picture that nobody saw. Pennies from Heaven, 1981.
BC. Best things in life was absolutely free. No one appreciated a sky that was always blue. No one congratulated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then. You must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms are made for. And you shouldn't be afraid. For every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know, each cloud contains pennies from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven.
Eileen!
Arthur, what are you doing here?
Whoever said you could stop a dream? We couldn't have gone through all that without a happy ending. Songs ain't like that, are they?
No, they're not.
We've got the world and all its charms.
And when the world is through with us, we've got each other, so.
Star, Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by for news on CBS. Next week, as we get closer to the holiday, more stuff from deep in the sub-basements of the Music of the Star. Archives. And on the red hot airwaves, Music of the Star.
Don't you know his cloud contains winning from heaven?
This. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Canada is imposing 25% tariffs on U.S. goods in response to President Trump's imposition of 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
President Trump said these will remain in place until the crisis regarding undocumented immigrants and fentanyl is over. The president is demanding Mexico, Canada, and China do more to address the problem.
Some family members of some of the 67 victims of last week's mid-air collision between a passenger jet and a helicopter visited the crash site this morning. On CNN, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said some restrictions have been imposed on the airspace near Reagan National Airport.
We're not going to have those choppers going through DCA in the near future.
It's a rainy start to the week in parts of the West Coast, says National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chenard.
Rain today across Northern California, continuing into the day Monday, and then kind of gradually start shifting south on Tuesday.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.